The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Well, good evening, everyone, and good morning to all those who are listening in different parts of the world. Welcome to a new episode. I am Coach Danielle Powell. I am the founder of Singles to Pray. I am a content creator for YouVersion. I have many devotionals for my singles on that app. It's also the Bible.com where you can find the same content on that browser. I am a Christian life coach. If you would like coaching, you need help on your single journey, or maybe you have an idea that you would like to come to life, you need help building your brand, or if you just need help accomplishing your goals, becoming the person that the Lord has called you to be, feel free to sign up for a discovery call. I would love to get to know you more and coach you. So you can log on to DanielleParl.com and look for the coaching tab. And I would love to coach you. Shout out to all my new clients, and special shout out to my Singles Who Pray family. We have a lot of new members this week. You guys have been away, quick getaway for my sister's birthday. Shout out to Tawana, happy birthday. We've been having a great time. So I'm still kind of on a break, but I just wanted to get on here really quickly. This is going to be a really short word. I just really feel like I need to say it. Sometimes God will give me words and I will wait on it, but sometimes I have to just release it, and it's just so timely. So like I said, I'm still like on my little getaway, having time just to relax, reflect, and refresh. You guys know for the month of June, I was on a break. So just having this little quick getaway, it really helped me to just, you know, to continue to rest and create. So shout out to all the new members. I'm so glad that you guys are joining the group. It's a blessing. And I just love our little group, our family. So if you are single and you're looking to join a community, feel free to join our private Facebook group. It's under Singles Who Pray. So let's just get right into it. I'm going to try my best not to make this long. I love taking trips where I can be near a beach. Like, there's many places that I would love to travel, and I'm looking to keep traveling as much as possible. But sometimes I just need to be by the beach. And this week was that was that time. And even though I can't swim, I just love being by the water. And it's so calming, it's peaceful, it's relaxing. I don't know, it just helps me to recharge. I'm from a big city, I live in New York. I don't do New York beaches. So anytime I can get away, the beach is definitely something I love. Maybe I just need to move to a state that has a really nice beach or a river. So during this trip, we were able to visit three beaches. And usually I just, you know, try to stay at the most, you know, popular beach, I guess, where, you know, it has the bougie chairs and, you know, the attendants and all that good stuff. That's what I usually do, that type of beach that I usually go to. I'm a little bougie at times, but I don't know, for some reason this trip I wanted to do something different, and I wanted to like see these different beaches. All these people are posting on TikTok, so I was like, let me go check it out and see what's all the hype about. And let me tell you guys, it was so amazing. So during the trip, we were able to visit three different beaches, and our cousin met us, and we just had a great time. And the second beach we went to was pretty small, but the views were absolutely breathtaking. And then there's another beach that we went to. It was my absolute favorite because of the openness, palm trees. It gave me like a really like Mexico vibe. And I just love Mexico. Been there plenty of times and it just gave me that vibe. It was very like casual, but you know, there was no beach chairs. Everyone was like sitting on the floor and it was just so cool. And I really enjoyed the just being, you know, in a casual setting like that and just sitting by the water. And it was just such a great time for me. I just think I'm being more into like those type of moments, I guess, in this season. It's just been that type of season for me. So during my trip, I did a lot of things, but I found myself sitting at the beach for hours, just relaxing, taking it all in. And I noticed a pelican flying low. At first, I was scared because I was like, I hope this pelican doesn't fly close to me. But it kept flying by, diving head first into the water, looking for fish. And it was just so intriguing to watch because I kept seeing this pelican. He wasn't flying really high. He was like flying in the middle and he kept diving. It looked so awkward the way he dived into the water. So I did more research because I was very intrigued by this. And pelicans, they have an effective way on how they hunt for fish. While diving, pelicans usually rotate their body to the left, and this rotation helps them to avoid any injuries and anywhere on their neck. It helps them to protect their necks, I guess. And some pelicans, if they are not careful, they can end up with a snapped neck, blind eyes, or even a broken wing if they just dive in a crazy way. So how do pelicans survive a deep dive? It's all about good form. This is what I read in this article. The form helps them to protect from getting hurt. Even when you go to the gym, I remember a time which really, I'm still into fitness. I don't go to the gym, but at a point in my life, I was a gym rat. Like every day, twice a day I was in the gym and I had a trainer. So I was trying to do, you know, the lifting, and I'm going to try that again because it's such an amazing way to lose weight. And every time I would try, because I was new at weightlifting, he would tell me that I need to fix my form because if I keep, you know, having this certain bad form, it's going to cause an injury. And the word for today is you will bend, but you will not break. Let me say that one more time. You will bend, but you will not break. A quote that I came across was, "The wind doesn't break a tree that bends." Some of you have been in a breaking point. I know I have been there. It has been rough. If it wasn't for the Lord, you would have lost your mind. You could have lost your patience on your job. Some of you have been losing your patience with your kids. But you will bend, but you will not break. Some of you, your finances has have you in a place of worry. You don't know which way to go, and you're just asking God for a breakthrough, and you need God to do something ASAP. You will bend, but you will not break. Some of you are trying your best to do the Lord's work, and sometimes it can be hard, it can be challenging, but you will bend but not break. Some of you are trying to finish school, you're trying to finish that book, maybe you just have a project, a community initiative, just things that you need, you know God has placed in your heart, but it just has been very challenging. Everything that can come up comes up that is trying to stop you from doing the work that God has called you to do. But God is going to give you the supernatural endurance so that you can get things done in this season. You will bend, but you will not break. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. No temptation has overtaken you, except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. When you are tempted, he will also provide a way out, so that you can endure it. So, as I stated earlier, the pelican having good form helps the pelican from being injured while looking for fish. And I'm not going to lie, like when I was seeing the pelican, he looked so awkward diving into this water. And I'm just like, oh my God, what is he doing? First, I didn't know. My sister was like, Danny, he's looking for fish. Because I'm like, why is he doing that? Because he looked really queer, really weird. And some of you, you may look weird in your season of, you know, trials and tribulations. People are judging you. People are talking about you behind your back because your situation doesn't look good. Or you're just really trying to do all that God has called you to do. And you may look a little awkward. You may gotta get a little low to do what you have to do. And you will bend, but you will not break because the Lord is on your side. The Lord is fighting for you behind the scenes. The Lord is giving you the tools to be successful in this season. And for us believers, we must have the proper form to avoid injury. Let me say that one more time. For us believers, we must have the proper form to avoid injuries. The best form could be reading the word. If we don't know what the word of God says, how can we use the word of God to fight against the enemy? When trials and tribulations arise, when things come up, when adversity comes up, when you just don't know which way to go, we can always go back to the word of God and speak the word over every situation. That's what I love about the Bible, because I always feel like it doesn't matter what I am going through. I can always find a verse, a story that it relates to my situation. And God will over time continue to give you revelation after revelation about what you have read. And it will help you to overcome what you are going through. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living, active, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing the division of soul and of spirit, of joints, marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. Romans 15:4, for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Another proper form we should have is staying in the posture of prayer. As you guys know, if you follow me, if you're in my group, you know I'm always stressing prayer. And I'm gonna keep it real because I'm always keeping it real on these episodes. Or just if you know me as, you know, as you know me as a person, you know, I always keep it real. I can recall a time where I didn't like to pray. Honestly, I didn't. I felt like I wasn't saying the right words. I couldn't pray like everyone else, or I just couldn't pray past a particular time. Or even in tough situations, I just felt like God wasn't hearing my prayers. And I know someone out there has been in my shoes. So I basically didn't like to pray. And then God had to, this is the beginning of my walk with God. And I believe the enemy wanted to like discourage me with not wanting to pray. And also understanding the word of God. Because early on in my walk with God, that was two areas that the enemy would try to like get me messed up with. Because I felt like I couldn't understand the Bible and I couldn't pray. And then God just shifted my life, my prayer life. I remember just starting to be up late at night, just praying. And God just started to give me assignments just to pray for different people. And this is early on when I first gave my life back to Christ. I would just start to pray for different people. And I remember having an assignment to pray for this particular person. And at that time, I thought he was the one, but later God revealed to me that this was a prayer assignment and, you know, he's an amazing person and all that good stuff. But, you know, we were seeing each other, but he wasn't the one for me, but God wanted me to pray for him. And, that was just an assignment for me. And then God just kept giving me different prayers, assignments, praying for my family, praying for my coworkers. That was another thing. People will always come to me for prayer on my job, or they would just ask me to pray for them. And I, you know, would just pray for them. And it would just be out of the blue, just random people. Some people they didn't even know they knew that I was a Christian. They wanted me to pray for them. And that really built my prayer life, and it helped me to strengthen my prayer life and to pray for, you know, to be more intentional about prayer, because it wasn't just about myself at this point. And then, you know, later on in life, God gave me Singles Who Pray, to God be the glory. And, you know, I started the prayer line. Many of you know, if some of you may not know, because a lot of you are new, I had a prayer line that, you know, I would have every morning at 8 a.m. Saturday, even though I had many guest speakers. And shout out to all those who were a part of this call. It was so amazing, and it was just so good. I had to get up early, had to commit to this. Even like if someone couldn't make it, that means I had to pray. So this really, you know, stretched me a little bit in my area of prayer. So like every Saturday, and I didn't really have any cancellations, but I was prepared. Like if they're not going to be on the call, I am going to pray. Or if anything happens, I have to be the person. They get cut off, I have to continue to pray the prayer. So that was preparing me to just keep my posture of prayer. And that just in my own personal life, just not just for Singles Who Pray, just for my own personal life, God just had me in the posture of prayer. And we need to have the posture of prayer in this season. So much stuff is happening in our world, in our lives, and we need God to give us a strategy, to give us clarity, to give us discernment in this season in the posture of prayer. I don't know who this is for, but you may feel like you are drowning and you don't know what to do and you're just going through a really hard time. But I'm telling you on today, give God your absolute heart. Get into your posture, get into your proper form of prayer, worship, praise and worship, reading the word of God, getting the proper form. You're going to see your life shift like never before. Go with me to Philippians 4:6-7. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, regard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Jeremiah 29:12, then you will call upon me and come to pray to me, and I will listen to you. So that is a word for us today. Keep the proper form in this season. I pray that this message was a revelation for someone, that was clear and encouraging. I wanted to make this as short as possible. So I pray that you guys have such a great Sunday, that God will truly move in every service that you are attending. God will have his way, and we will continue to keep the proper form in this season. We're not going to let anything break us. We're not going to let anything tear us down. We're going to allow the Lord. We're going to bend a little bit. We're going to have to bend. It's going to be a little bend there, here and there. But we are not going to break in this season. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, in my name of Jesus, we thank you for this Sunday being a day that we set aside to give you all the honor and all the praise. We thank you for how you are going to move like never before in every service, every gathering, online or whatever the singles will worship. Oh God, you know that we are a diverse group, God, from different parts of the country, different states. Oh God, coming to the room, coming to every service. Anoint the believers for your glory, God. Let there be a move of God that they've never seen before. Lord, we thank you for us not breaking in this season. We thank you for us bending but not breaking. We thank you for how you are giving us the endurance to finish, to do what you are calling us to do, to not give up, to not get frustrated, to not throw in the towel. We thank you for the grace that you are putting upon our lives, oh God, to to not lose hope in this season. We thank you for how you are strengthening our faith, oh God. We thank you for how you are giving us a deeper prayer life, oh God. We thank you for how we are going to read more like never before. We're going to get closer to you in this season. We thank you for putting on the proper form in this season, oh God, so that we won't cause an injury upon ourselves, oh God. We thank you for how you are giving us the proper tools to live this Christian walk, oh God. We thank you for how you are have already provided everything that we need to walk this walk. We thank you for how you have gone before us in every situation, in every season, in every area of our life, Lord. We thank you for the testimonies that will be coming forth in this season on how you worked it out, oh God, how you made a way, oh God, and how we overcome every obstacle in our lives, oh God. So Lord, we are in expectation of what you are going to do. We give you all the honor and all the praise, oh God. Lord, touch a person right now that is worried about their current situation. Give them peace on today. Give them rest. Let them rest in your arms, oh God. Let them rest in your power, oh God. Let them rest in your authority, oh God. And let them rest in the truth that you are working out every situation. So we give you all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.